So this also brings up the issue of the potential use of TKIs when people have targeted therapy in the adjuvant setting. I thought maybe you could comment a little bit on the ALCHEMIST study that you're so involved with. It kind of seems like osimertinib not only is it seems like it's going to be more effective to start with, but also to take TKI for a year or two might be a lot easier if it's osimertinib. But where are we right now in terms of trials looking at this question, and are we looking at osimertinib in the adjuvant setting?
Yes, the ALCHEMIST study is for patients with early stage non-small cell lung cancer, stage 1B to 3A. These patients all undergo surgery, and if they are candidates for adjuvant chemo, they get 3 to 4 cycles of platinum-based chemotherapy. And while they're getting chemo, they are screened for EGFR and ALK. If they are EGFR positive for mutation, then after they complete chemo, they're randomized to erlotinib or observation, and they get it for 2 years. And if they are ALK positive, they get crizotinib or observation. And if they are negative for both EGFR and ALK, we now have a third arm, which is nivo versus observation, and the nivo is given for 1 year. So that's the framework of ALCHEMIST. The goal is to screen about 8,000 patients. So we have about 350 EGFR, about 350 ALK positive patients, and about 700 patients on the immunotherapy arm.
So the targeted therapy and the checkpoint inhibitor are after adjuvant chemo?
That is correct. So the standard approach is you give adjuvant chemo and then you randomize them to one of the targeted immunotherapy approaches. But if a patient, say, is declining adjuvant chemotherapy or the patient is not a candidate, you can then directly go to the next step of the trial, which is the randomization.